DoorDash plans stablecoin payouts for drivers and merchants via Tempo. DoorDash is preparing to pay its drivers and merchants in stablecoins, routed through the Tempo blockchain linked to Stripe, according to a report picked up by Cointelegraph and Bitcoin News on April 21, 2026. The Cointelegraph post frames the move as a global rollout covering both couriers and restaurant partners, not a U.S.-only pilot. DoorDash has not posted its own on-chain settlement numbers, so the story rests on the reporting as of April 21, 2026. But the report actually says the core claim is narrow. DoorDash is planning stablecoin payouts for drivers and merchants, and Tempo is the blockchain of choice. Tempo is the chain that became public knowledge through its ties to Stripe's stablecoin stack, which has spent the last year absorbing Bridge and pushing dollar-denominated on-chain settlement into its core product. DoorDash is a listed U.S. company with a recognizable brand, which is why a Treasury decision about payouts carries weight even in rumor form. No start date, no region-by-region sequencing, and no currency breakdown, USDC, USDT, or something Tempo native, have been confirmed in the signal set, until DoorDash files it, puts it in an SEC disclosure, or posts it from an official handle. The honest read is, reported, credible enough to watch, not yet operational. Why Tempo matters more than the DoorDash logo here, stablecoin payouts for contractors already exist. Deal, Request Finance, and a handful of Latin America and Southeast Asia payroll providers have been paying remote workers in USDC and USDT for years. What changes if DoorDash does this on Tempo is the shape of the counterparty. A gig platform with a treasury running payouts on a Stripe-aligned chain is different from a niche payroll startup. It means stablecoin settlement sits behind a consumer brand millions of people already use. Drivers do not need to find a crypto exchange, sign up for an app, or learn a wallet to receive stablecoins. The payout UX stays inside the DoorDash app. The crypto layer becomes invisible. That is often how payment rails actually win, by disappearing. The flip side is concentration. If DoorDash is running large parts of its global payout volume through one chain and one issuer stack, operational outages or issuer freezes become payroll incidents, not just trading incidents. The driver and merchant angle for drivers, the pitch is instant settlement. Traditional platforms batch payouts to bank accounts on a daily or weekly cycle, and the money sits in ACH or local bank rails before it clears. A stablecoin payout can arrive in a wallet in seconds and can then be converted to local currency or spent as is. The spent as is part is where this touches the card ecosystem. Drivers sitting on stablecoin balances are natural users of stablecoin spending cards and self-custody options that let them move funds without handing them back to a custodian. Reddit Pay, Gnosis Pay, EtherFi, Cast, and other stablecoin-first programs all fit this profile, whether DoorDash packages a card partnership inside the rollout is open. Nothing in the current signal says it has. For merchants, the math is different. Restaurants want predictable cash flow and reconciled books. Stablecoin settlement works for them only if it can be converted to local fiat cleanly without FX slippage or chain fees eating into margin. That is the kind of plumbing Stripe and Tempo are pitched at, but it is still the hardest part of the rollout. The regulatory question sitting behind this paying a U.S. contractor in a stablecoin is not the same as paying them in USD. The IRS treats digital assets as property, which means every payout can create a taxable event if the stablecoin is not treated as a dollar equivalent at payment time. Payroll and contractor classification rules add another layer. If DoorDash pays its drivers on Tempo, it will need clean withholding, documentation, and treasury controls that match payroll law in every jurisdiction it operates in. Non-US markets bring their own rules. The EU's MiCA framework requires stablecoin issuers to meet reserve and disclosure requirements, and some payout flows may need to run through euro-denominated e-money tokens instead of USDC or USDT. Brazil, Mexico, and several Asia-Pacific markets have their own stances that would shape rollout sequencing. That is why global rollout, as reported, is likely to be phased. Stablecoin payroll is not a flip of a switch, even with the plumbing in place. What to watch next? Three things will tell us whether this is real or a soft trial balloon: a DoorDash statement or SEC filing that names Tempo and confirms the rollout scope, a public Stripe or Tempo reference to DoorDash as a counterparty, any job listings or regulatory filings referencing stablecoin payroll by DoorDash. Without at least one of those, the story is directionally interesting, but still a report.